Patience. Reference desk, phone call, 8:19 p.m. She wanted to know which laundry detergent to use in the front-loading machine that she has been using for over a decade. When I said, "May I put you on hold?" I meant it. She said, "You take all the time you need." I did. I perfected a sentence in the email I'd been writing to Josh and drafted a few more about how we might develop our project proposal. I may have even swiped all over my slick, sweet phone and opened every single app that would tell me anything. The weather, the breaking, the love others have. I let my face ache. I took her time. When I came back with a Consumer Reports article on the best laundry detergent for front-loading machines, she listened to every word and said she was writing many of them down. When I told her that the top-rated soap had benefits of removing all sorts of stains, blood, grass, chocolate, tea, she told me she was a very old person who lives alone and that nothing ever gets truly dirty. She asked about fabric softeners, so I read to her the Consumer Reports caveat that if used on children's pajamas, fabric softeners can undo the feature of retarding the flames, and she gasped and wrote that down too, I think. She wanted to know where to go for this best soap, so I read to her some of the names of the stores that might sell it. Walmart, Kroger, CVS. And after each, she let out a sigh, like a porpoise surfacing. Then she thanked me for what I'd done, for my patience, and asked if she could tell my supervisor how kind and good I was. And when I gave her Jennifer's name, she asked if Jennifer were there right now. I said Jennifer was not. So I wished her a good evening, and she said, "You have a wonderful evening," with a warm engine in her voice. I set the crap receiver back in the crap cradle and thought, I am in the dark entryway, just inside the back door of her house, and she is in her immaculate kitchen resettling her own phone. She is glowing. She is the light. She sits on a chair near a stack of folded linens and wears pressed pajamas. There is the smell of hot cotton. It is a childhood home. It is a mother.